The tafsir of Surah Wattin was Zaytun, Chapter 95, Al-Qur'an, which was revealed in Mecca. The first topic of the surah is the recitation of Surah At-Tin in the prayer while traveling. Malik and Shu'bah narrated from Adi bin Thabit who narrated that Al-Bara bin Azib said, the Prophet ﷺ used to recite in one of his rakahs while traveling, At-Tin wa Zaytun, that is Surah At-Tin. And I have never heard anyone with a nicer voice of recitation than him. The group has recorded this hadith in their books.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful.
والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين.
Translation by At-Tin and Az-Zaytun by Tur Sinin. By the city of security, verily we created man in the best form, then we reduced him to the lowest of the low, save those who believe and do righteous deeds, then they shall have a reward without end. Then what causes you to deny after this the recompense? Is not Allah the best of judges? Chapter 95, Al-Qur'an. The topic that we are going to discuss is the explanation of At-Tin and what comes after it. Al-Awfi reported from Ibn Abbas that what is meant by At-Tin is the Masjid of Nuh that was built upon Mount Al-Judi. Mujahid said, it is this fig that you have, by Az-Zaytun. Ka'ab al-Ahbar, Qatada, Ibn Zayd and others have said, it is the Masjid of Jerusalem, that is Bayt al-Maqdis. Mujahid and Ikrimah said, it is this olive which you press, that is to extract the oil. By Tur Sinin, Ka'ab al-Ahbar and several others have said, it is the mountain upon which Allah spoke to Musa alayhi salam, by the city of security, meaning Mecca. This was said by Ibn Abbas, Mujahid, Ikrimah, Al-Hasan, Ibrahim Al-Naqai, Ibn Zayd, and Ka'ab Al-Ahbar, radhiyallahu anhuma. There is no difference of opinion about this. Some of the Imams have said that these are three different places, and that Allah sent a messenger to each of them from the leading messengers who delivered the great codes of law. The first place is that of the fig and the olive, which was Jerusalem, where Allah sent Isa bin Maryam alayhi salam. The second place is Mount Sinin, which is Mount Sinai, where Allah spoke to Musa bin Imran alayhi salam. The third place is Mecca, and it is a city of security where whoever enters is safe. It is also the city in which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sent. They have said that these three places are mentioned at the end of the Torah. The verse says, Allah has come from Mount Sinai, meaning the one upon which Allah spoke to Musa bin Imran alayhi salam, and shined from Sa'ir, meaning the mountain of Jerusalem from which Allah sent Isa alayhi salam, and appeared from the mountains of Faran, meaning the mountains of Mecca, from which Allah sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Thus he mentioned them in order to inform about them based upon their order of existence in time. This is why he swore by a noble place, then by a nobler place, and then by a place that is the nobler than both of them. Subhanallah. The next topic that we are going to talk about is man becoming lowly even though he was created in the best form and the result of that. Allah says, verily, we created man in the best form. This is the subject being sworn about, and it is that Allah created man in the best image and form, standing upright with straight limbs that he beautified. Translation, Then we reduced him to the lowest of the low, meaning to the hellfire. This was said by Mujahid, Abu al-Aliya, al-Hasan, Ibn Zaid, and others. Then after this attractiveness and beauty, the destination will be to the hellfire if they disobey Allah and belie the messengers. This is why Allah says, save those who believe and do righteous deeds. Some have said, translation, then we reduced him to the lowest of the low. This means decrepit old age. This has been reported from Ibn Abbas and Ikrimah. Ikrimah even said, whoever gathers the Quran, that is, he memorizes it all, then he will not be returned to decrepit old age. Ibn Jarir preferred this explanation, and even if this was the meaning, it would not be correct to exclude the believers from this, because some of them are also overcome by the senility of old age. Thus, the meaning here is what we have already mentioned. That is the first view, which is similar to Allah saying, by Al-Asr, verily man is in loss, except those who believe and perform righteous deeds. Chapter 103, verse 1-3, Al-Quran. Concerning Allah's statement, then they shall have a reward without end, meaning that will not end as we have mentioned previously. Then Allah says, then what causes you to deny? Meaning, O son of Adam, after this, the recompense, meaning in the recompense that will take place in the hereafter. For indeed you know the beginning, and you know that he who is able to begin, that is the creation, is also able to repeat it, which is easier. So what is it that makes you deny the final return in the hereafter, after you have known this? Then Allah says, is it not the Allah the best of judges? Meaning, is he not the best of judges, who does not oppress or do any injustice to anyone? And from his justice is that he will establish the judgment, and he will give retribution to the person who was wronged in this life against whoever wronged him. This is the end of the tafsir of Surah Wat-Tin, Waz-Zaytun, and all praise and thanks are due to Allah.